Americans toss out about 250 million old tires each year. That's one for almost every person in the country. For decades, all this rubber waste was stockpiled in landfills or heaps that often caught fire. Now, businesses ranging from energy companies to landscape architects are reusing tires profitably. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
To understand how one man's trash can be another man's treasure, climb atop a football field-sized mound of scrap tires with Ken Weikerly. He's the manager of Exeter Energy's Sterling, Connecticut power plant.
Most of the tires you see here were on vehicles just days ago.
To Weikerly's eye, this mound of rubber is black gold. As thousands of tires tumble off the stack onto conveyor belts, Weikerly says it's his job to turn this waste into electricity. To explain how, he walks inside to the plant's boiler, which is basically a box of fire. A charred thermometer outside the boiler reads 3,000 degrees.
Well, it's what hell must look like. So we're talking about three lanes of tires on fire with air blowing up through them. You notice that you don't detect any smell of burning rubber because this is total combustion. We burn them completely.
The heat of this combustion creates enough electricity to power about 25,000 homes a year. And all this energy is relatively clean. That's because rubber burns hotter than coal and produces more energy with fewer emissions.
Scrap tires is a real problem. This is a good solution.
About 80 additional power plants around the country are blending scrap tires with other fuels to make electricity. And this has helped reduce the nation's huge stockpile of scrap tires from about a billion in 1992 down to just a few hundred thousand today. For Michael Blumenthal, this is no small feat. He heads the rubber manufacturer's scrap tire program. Its mandate has been to create added value for used rubber and to reduce the unsightly mountains of old tires.
15 years ago, when we started this effort, it was unbelievable to think that there would be a time when the piles would be much, much smaller and manageable, and when more than 75% of all the tires would be going to a market.
Creating electricity from tires is just the tip of the iceberg. Blumenthal has helped over 30 states develop grant programs to encourage dozens of additional new uses for scrap tires. The way the state programs work is that when drivers buy new tires for their cars, they pay a disposal fee up front. Florida used its fee program to help get a tire-derived artificial turf industry up and running. In Virginia, the rubber waste is being used for civil engineering, and in Colorado, there's a new product targeting the home gardener. Cornelia Snyder of Denver-based J Tires manufactures a faux bark or mulch, which can be stained to look like cedar wood.
We've just been marketing it in the last year or two, but everybody who's used it really likes it. So we think that this is going to be probably our biggest growing product over the next year.
Its popularity stems from Coloradans' experience with drought. It turns out the rubber-based mulch helps plants absorb and hold moisture. All of these new uses for scrap tires mean that within another decade, the old stockpiles may completely disappear, and demand for old tires may begin to outstrip supply.
I think in 10 to 20 years, all of a sudden we'll say, okay, now we've learned how to consume all the tires, and there aren't any more, and all of our markets are growing. Where are we going to get more supply? And the answer is there isn't any more supply in general. So then the people who have lower value uses will begin to disappear.
The first to disappear would probably be operations such as the Sterling, Connecticut power plant. That's because the value of using tires for fuel works out to be less than $100 a ton. In comparison, the new gardening products can bring in up to $700 or $800 a ton. Not a bad return, given that little more than a decade ago, scrap tires were considered nothing more than trash. Alice Naubrey, NPR News, Washington.